Wyoming?
It's absolutely critical for the future of the state of Wyoming, but the United States as a whole. Yes, what happened was that under the Biden administration, they went to war on coal, as everyone in Wyoming is well aware. And one of the things that they did is they adopted two RMPs, or resource management plans, to cover the Powder River Basin. One's called the Miles City RMP, and one was the Buffalo RMP. And what they did is they placed a moratorium on future coal production, which is just absolute insanity in light of the fact that Wyoming produces 40% of America's coal, and you're not turning on the lights or the heat without it. So it was kind of a crazy move on their part. But what we could do is we have what's called the Congressional Review Act, or CRA. It was adopted in 1996. It had allowed Congress to adopt a resolution nullifying a particular action of a federal administrative agency. So I introduced it in the House. John and Cynthia introduced it in the Senate. We were able to expedite it to move it forward. And we actually have done 23 CRAs this year, which is the most in history, the most since the bill has, or since the statute has been in place. And what it's allowed us to do is expedite overturning a lot of the horrific policies that came out of the Biden administration. But it's significantly, when you do a CRA like we did, if there is an agency in the future, they cannot do anything that is substantially similar. So it's kind of like what I would say is legislative res judicata. The moment that this goes into effect, which it did last week when the president signed the bill in our presence, then they cannot any longer, the agency cannot adopt a moratorium in the future to block coal production. So it not only gives us certainty for right now and protects our industry right now, it really will have long-term effects.
I know it's comparing apples and oranges, but the Rock Springs RMP, the president's administration's also pumped the brakes on that a little bit. Do you think this signing kind of paves the way for changes to happen with the Rock Springs situation?
We definitely are going to be working on the Rock Springs. The agency, the BLM, is working on the Rock Springs RMP. That one is a little bit different, and we made the conscious decision not to use the Congressional Review Act because the Congressional Review Act almost needs to be a single subject type issue. So when an agency does one thing, adopts one regulation, for example, such as the endangerment finding or giving California a waiver that they could adopt more stringent air quality regulations. You can do a CRA, but as I indicated a moment ago, because it prohibits the doing something substantially similar in the future, our concern was if we CRA'd the Rock Springs RMP, we would potentially impact their ability to address grazing, recreation, oil and gas development, rights of way, set aside all of that in the future, because that's much more of a programmatic document that has a lot more moving parts. And so we don't want to do something that has unintended consequences. So we really are trying to be very precise and very judicious in using this power and this authority to make sure we're doing what's in the best interest of Wyoming and the United States, while at the same time preserving the ability to do RMPs in the future.
Representative Harriet Hageman on the weekday wake up this morning. Representative, also wanted to bring up the Route Act that you introduced, the Responsible Opportunity for Under 21 Trucking Engagement. Tell us what the Route Act is and what it does.
Sure. As everyone has probably recognized since I've been back in Congress, especially this year, I've been pretty active in the trucking space. And in fact, I am a founding member of the Trucking Caucus. Obviously, very little moves in this country without rail and trucking. Both of them are incredibly important industries, and I want to make sure that we're protecting them, which is one of the reasons why I've been so aggressive on the issue of Connor's Law, making sure that people who are driving big, huge 18-wheelers can read and understand instructions in English. So that's the English language proficiency or Connor's Law that I'm pursuing. But in light of the fact that we are taking, that this administration is being aggressive at taking illegal aliens and non-English speaking drivers off of our roadways, we also need to increase the number of people who can get CDLs. Right now, you can get a CDL or a commercial driver's license at 18 years old. But from 18 to 21, you are confined to driving intrastate. So in Wyoming, you could drive from Hewlett to Evanston, but you cannot drive from Hewlett to Belle Fourche. You cannot cross state lines. And that just really doesn't make common sense. So I have introduced the Route Act, and what that would allow is for 18 to 21-year-olds, you could do a 180 or 150-mile radius so that you don't necessarily have to stay in state or intrastate. You could cross state lines, but it is 150 miles, so you could actually go home at night. That way, we don't have people doing long hauls at 18 years old. We want to, again, preserve the safety and integrity of our traveling public. So, but at 18 years old, you ought to be able to drive from Hewlett to Belfouche or Rapid City to drop off a load of cattle, if that's what you do for a living, if you can also drive to Evanston. So this is just to tweak the law to make sure that we have more flexibility and can actually increase the number of truck drivers we have available. And we need to actually do that across the board. I sure encourage people to go into trucking, get their CDLs. We need more truck drivers. It's a good paying occupation. And in fact, I've learned from the Wyoming trucking industry that with various crackdowns that have been happening with this administration and the work we're doing in Congress, the rates are actually increasing for truck drivers. So I think that's a really good development. And I think that that's the response or the reaction to some of the work that we're doing to address trucking issues.
Education funding is always something that's being discussed, and the House passed the Secure Rural Schools Reauthorization Act, something that you supported. Tell us more about this.
Sure. So what has happened is that, this is right in my wheelhouse. Historically, in our logging communities, logging has provided really good paying jobs and provided a lot of finances and funding for those local communities. Wyoming used to have a lot of logging and timber companies, and now we have just a couple of independents left because of the failure to properly manage our national forests. So as a result of the change in policy associated with not doing as much domestic logging as we historically did, several years ago, the Congress passed the Secure Funding Act for rural schools to make up for the money that we no longer get because they're no longer harvesting our forests and doing forest management. Well, that money was not reauthorized a couple of years ago, and it's had a pretty dramatic impact on Wyoming, losing as much as $4 million a year in our rural communities, in these communities that used to be supported by logging. My view of this is that it is the federal government, it's the Forest Service, it's bad policy coming out of Washington, D.C. that has hindered our ability to access and use these resources. And so I think it's entirely appropriate that we replace that funding. And that's what this act does. It actually restores the funding for the last 3 years that Wyoming lost out on, and it funds this project through 2020, or this program through 2026. Now, at the same time, I think the long-term solution is we need to be doing more logging. We need to better manage our national forests. We need to actually carry out the purpose for which the national forests were created, which was a continuous supply of timber and a continuous supply of water. But in the meantime, I need to make sure that our rural schools are getting the funding, and it's used not just on the education front, it's also used for search and rescue. So our police departments and our search and rescue teams, this is just an absolute lifeline for them to be able to have these funds available. So I was really proud to support this and work with Speaker Mike Johnson, make sure that it went through so that we can protect and secure these communities.
Congresswoman Hageman, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Congresswoman, anything else you'd like to discuss while we have you on the air today?
I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays. It's a beautiful time of year. We need to remember why we celebrate the way that we do at this time. And I hope that everyone is able to spend time with friends and family, and that we just all remember what this season is about, and really focus on all of the good in the world and all of the good in this country, because, boy, there's an awful lot. There's some great things that are happening. I'm proud to represent the state of Wyoming. I love my state. I feel very honored and blessed that I have the opportunity to do what I do. So, really, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and happy holidays to everyone out there.
That's U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman of Wyoming this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, all part of the SVI Radio Network.